Yo, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Whenever you listen to this podcast, is a good time. How are you? How was your weekend? And you know, it's Monday morning. Hope you have made your plans for the week. Hope you are ready to face those fears and smash those goals. Heads on. I trust you are. So before we go into today's episode, I want to tell you something. It's a confession, and this is it. You know, I was supposed to record an episode with a friend today about fear, and I forgot. Like, I don't know how this weekend went by, but it was really fast for me. I forgot, and I did not. So I'm so sorry about that. Yeah, this is a spontaneous one. This is a spontaneous one for us this morning. So we'll talk about the fear of losing the people we love. When I talk about losing people we love, I'm not talking about death. That's a different fear on its own. And we're going to talk about it soon. But we're talking about losing people you love, like in a relationship. You know, most times we go through, because of the past hurts we've gone through, you know, in our previous relationship, we tend to have this fear of, what if this one falls apart like the other one? What if I lose this one like I've lost the other one? What if the attitude that this other person complained about, I'm still possessing it? How do I secure this relationship? And I really, really like this person. All right, so fear. And most times we relate with our partners based on that fear, which is really not good, because the truth about being careful, like I think I've said this in previous episode, is that the more you try to be careful with something, the higher the tendency. It's the irony of life. The more you try to be careful with something, the higher the tendency of losing it because of anxiety. And so most people try to be so careful in their relationship because they don't want to lose it. That's their response to the fear of losing a relationship, to the fear of losing someone they love. They try to be so careful in the relationship when it's time for them to, for example, when it's time for them to communicate, they will not communicate because they are scared. I had this encounter with a friend. It's a relationship, but not an erotic relationship, platonic relationship. I had this issue with a friend one time, and you know, he according to him, his pattern of being with people is try to be careful with them so that he will not, you know, hurt them or make them pissed or make them angry. And so he relates with them in such a careful manner. And one thing I always told him is, don't try to be careful, because when you try to be careful, you do the highest damage. You know, I always said that, but well, there was no damage at first until something happened, and we had a little misunderstanding. It was a misconception about something. I'm trying to remember what happened. I think we're working on a project together, and I started working on the project and I couldn't finish it, and then he came on board and brought in another pattern to work on that particular project. So when he finished it, I kept making the comments like, okay, I would love to like go back to my other pattern and see what the issue is, because I've tried my best and I don't know why I'm not getting results. I'm supposed to get results. So I would love to, like, after all this is done, I would love to go back to my the pattern I was using before and try and debug, because it has to do with coding, try and debug the errors so that I can also know how that pattern works. And so in his head, he felt like I was angry because he used this pattern. That is how he interpreted my statement from my understanding. Like, we later talked about the whole issue, and I found out that that's how he interpreted my statement of wanting to go back to, meaning that I did not regard the one he was doing, and I was not happy that used in different patterns. I wish that was not the case. I like the fact that we solved the whole issue. I was just curious about why my pattern did not work. That was it, basically. And so when we had another project, and we got stuck somewhere, he just, you know, acted in a very funny way. And I was surprised, like, this person is someone that is usually curious. He wants to know, you know, if he wants to try to do things, he wants to try and learn new things. So why is he not putting much effort into this one? And so we had some disagreements and issues, and I had to like ask him, what happened? Why did you not put in? I know you're kind of person, you're the type of person that if you're interested in something, you put in your best, but I didn't see you putting in your best in this particular project. And made reference to the former project that the reason why is because he is scared that I might feel like, you know, he's I might feel like he's taking the project away. And I was confused, like, what did I do that would make you feel that way? And he mentioned that in the last project, I said I wanted to go back to knowing how the other project and the other pattern works. So he just concluded that I wasn't happy that he stepped in with his pattern. It was shocking for me because I didn't even think about it that way. You know, I had to explain to him that this is the carefulness we're trying to talk about. You felt that way about the whole situation. When I was sounding curious, you felt that way. Why did you not talk to me about it? You know, this is one issue with, or this is the major issue. I feel like this is the major issue that a lot of people have in their relationships. When they are scared of doing, when they are scared of losing people they love, instead of them to communicate, you know, their communicate the whenever they like, whenever they have issues with something, instead of them to try and communicate, they just, you know, try to shove it down your throat. And then when an issue comes up, they relate based on the previous issue. I tell you, or they react based on the previous issue. I tell you, that has a tendency of killing the relationship because you are trying to be so careful. Handling a relationship with care does not stop it from crashing if it wants to crash. You know, yes, handle it with respect. Respect is the word. Respect is the word. Respect your partner. Respect your friends. Handle your relationship with respect. But don't be too careful with relationships. Don't be too careful to the point that you feel something and you don't speak about it. Because that thing that you have kept inside of you would come up some other time. That thing that you have kept, maybe you discovered, you observed something that your partner is doing, and instead of you to relate to them about it, you are trying to be so careful and, you know what, let me just keep it. And, you know, it has a tendency of breaking that relationship. The fact that you're scared of losing something does not mean you should be careful with it. That's the thing. That's the first reaction that a lot of people have. I've spoken with friends about this issue, and I noticed that's the first reaction a lot of people have. You love this person so much and you're trying to be too careful, that to the extent that you don't express yourself, to the extent that something is bothering you don't talk about it, to the extent that you do not communicate because you feel like I may not be able to say the right words, and if I don't say the right words, you know, I might end up annoying this person. And come on, you don't run away from issues. You don't run away from disagreements. That's actually what solidifies a relationship. When you disagree, you understand yourself better, especially when your relationship is in its early stage. If you try to be so careful when your relationship is in early stage and you try to use care to push it and push it, it will get to a point where all these things you have been careful about, they will come up. And at that point, there might be no remedy, no redemption, and that is when you actually lose that relationship that you are trying so hard to protect by being careful. So, in all of the many things I've said today, one thing you should pick is that being too careful does not stop you from losing the people you love. Instead, it's just a matter of time before it collapses. And that collapse is usually so big that you can't fix it no matter how much you try. as much as you can, try to communicate with your partner. Respect them, but don't be too careful. Try and communicate with your partner. They're doing something that you do not like. Talk to them about it. Express yourself in a respectful manner, in a polite manner. But express yourself. That way, you guys will be able to overcome the fear of losing the people that you love. Communication and dialogue does a lot. Don't keep things in mind because you're trying to be careful. No. See them just the way you feel them. And you should also learn that no feeling is invalid. Most times you try to invalidate other people's feeling. Like, why will you be feeling this way? But as a partner, if your partner comes to you about something, not even just partner, friendship, that friendship you are scared of losing. If your friend comes to you about something, okay, they are feeling a certain way, the best you can do is to assure them that things will be better instead of trying to invalidate their feelings. It's so wrong. It's so wrong. You don't treat the people you love that way. You don't try to be too careful with them. Neither do you invalidate their feelings. By practicing that, you'll be able to overcome the fear of losing the people that you love. My name is Preshell and this is QTE. I hope you had a wonderful time listening to me today. Thank you for coming here. Do well to share, do well to comment, do well to reach out to me. I want to talk with you, I want to have a chat with you, and I'll see you next time. Bye.